prescribed fires are helping ensure healthy forests for the future. We're discussing benefits next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Prescribed fires have been underway to ensure forest health. Kathy Jewel Pollock with the U.S. Forest Service discusses benefits.
Right, and what we do is we do have our fire personnel, our fire ecologists, our timber individuals that look at areas to see where we can get some prescribed burning done. And sometimes we may not prescribe burn. It may be a mechanical treatment that does the same thing, that it will reduce the fuels that are down and dead or standing dead. And we do have to go through a process to get these projects approved. And then once that's done, we do have to wait on Mother Nature and wait till everything things in line to go ahead and do these projects. We can go in and we will cut maybe a fuel break around certain areas, and then you have all the brush that has been cut, whether it be by chainsaw or hand cutting, and sometimes it's chipped. Other times we pile it and then we do burn the piles. So however we do this, whether it be mechanical or prescribed burning with these fuels reduction projects or to create healthier forests, we do use quite a few tools and we do quite a bit of this here on this forest actually. There's very many variables. It's the fuel moistures, it's the wind direction. We do need a clearing index from air quality so we can make sure that the smoke is going up and out of the communities or along roads so it's not sitting in those valleys and so forth. So yeah, there are a lot of factors to doing some prescribed burns.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.